Good evening, sir. You're home. I'm sure dinner was to your... What? A issue, you say? Tell me, what was wrong with it? I'll deal with it immediately. Your tea had too much sugar in it. I must have made a mistake. Did you not ask me for 2 cubes? You did. Then what was the issue? I should have known that 2 cubes was too much. Of course, sir. Next time I'll make sure to be further attentive to what you need. Is there anything you need now? Of course. I'll have them bring the decanter and ice bucket up right away. What is that noise? It sounds like it's coming from that. Sharon, what are you doing down here? Why are you crying? What happened to your dress? No, I left you in the dining hall with the young master while he was eating his dinner. He what? Oh, that is it! I have had it with him. His royal ass holiness and his fucking... disgusting and horrific tendencies. I have dealt with his bullshit for 5 years. I had no idea he was doing this to others. I'm sorry, my dear. I did not mean to scream. I am not angry at you. But this has gone too far. Edgar, darling. Yes, fuck whatever you're doing. Come here. Please take Sharon to the emergency room. Get a rape kit done on her. I fear our young master's tastes have gone beyond the edges of consent. It's about time someone else taught him some manners. I do not give a good goddamn who his father is. Then they will do with me what they will. Well, take all the rest of the staff members out tonight. Go drinking. On the young master. I probably won't be here when you get back. Well, if he doesn't call the police, I still have to run. One way or another. Please take her to the hospital. I will come see you soon, dear, all right? It has been an honor working with all of you. I trained each and every one of you. I am proud of who you've become, and I love you all. Okay. Go. Right. To deal with the young master. Young master, I have your drink. The others were taking too long, so I figured I'd bring it myself. May I come in? Thank you. Here's your drink, your ice bucket in the bottle in case you get thirsty later. The noise downstairs? Oh, nothing. I took care of it. Yes, it was loud. I was sending everyone home. No, you heard correctly. I was sending everyone home. What gives me the right? Well, let's see. How about the fact that you assaulted your beloved maids? You know, I put up with you smacking me on the behind whenever you wanted to give me your so-called props for a job well done. But I had no idea what you did to Astrid or Delia. And what was the other one's name? The one from this evening? Oh yes, Sharon. Now, I sent Sharon and the rest of the staff away to have a luscious night out. On your tab. And before you try to revoke that, you forgot that you gave me the privilege to authorize certain purchases. There's really nothing you can do. No, unfortunately, there is no one here to save you from your demise. It's just us. I made sure of that. Even the security guard has gone home. Why, he asks, why would the people I pay to do the stupid things I ask them to do leave me? You do. Stupid. You do realize you can only treat people like shit for so long before they just stop giving a fuck. And given how I treated them like actual human beings as your head maid, they were more than willing to turn the other way. Now, back to business. What do you intend to do with me? Oh, shut up. You'll find out sooner or later. What are you going to do? The funny thing is, I've never seen you so afraid. In fact, I like it. Keep freaking out. You might make this go by faster. What do I have here? Very nice hunting knife. I'm assuming it's your father's, since you wouldn't know what to do with a blade. What else do I have? Ooh, this is going to be fun. Hold still. Perfect. Look at you with the collar on. Yeah, now you look just like the dog you are. Don't you touch that damn phone. Don't you reach for it. By the time the cops get here, I'll be long gone and you'll be long dead. Do you really want to piss me off? Good boy. Now sit. What to do with you? Essentially, I can do whatever I damn well please. But there's so many options. Do I torture you? Do I fuck you? Let's do a bit of both, shall we? I will say this, you're putting up a hell of a fight. I'll break your spirit. Turn you into a nice little fuck toy. When I'm done with you, I might let the maids have a go at you too. The punishment should fit the crime, should it not? That's what I thought. Now, I think I'm going to cut you first. Oh no, he's bleeding. The young master's bleeding. You have tasty blood as well. Surprisingly sweet, despite your sour soul. What am I to have you do? I know. I didn't tell you to stand up. On your knees. And stay there. What was that thing you had asked her to do while you were in a meeting up here a few weeks ago? Oh, that's right. You had her service you while you were in a live conference with your business partners from Japan. You know, I think I'm going to do the same thing. But obviously I don't have business partners, so I'll settle for your beloved mother. I'm going to call Lady Roiland on the phone. And if you do not start licking me like a hungry animal, I'll break your fingers one at a time with her on the phone. Is that understood? Good boy. Perfect. And now to dial. Here we go. Hello, Mrs. Roiland. I apologize for the late call, but your son just won't seem to let this little issue go that he has. He's looking for his favorite smoking jacket. He's having a hard time finding it. Would you mind checking to see if he left it over there with you? Well, yes, but the last time he wore it, he recalls he was having a bit of a, you know, guy's night in with his father. And he said he brought the jacket with him. Thank you. No need to put me on hold. It's just fine. What? No, I didn't hear anything, did you? Well, I am a bit out of breath. We just spent the whole evening looking for that blasted jacket. So, I didn't realize how tedious that was until I had finished. It's good to hear from you, too. Yes, he's been himself lately, I will say that. I'm sure. No, I don't think so. I'll make sure he calls you, okay? Yeah, well, with work and his most recent business escapades, I'm not surprised that he hasn't had the time for routine family calls. It is a shame, though. I am too. I'm glad you hired me for this job. No, I don't. I will say this. He's been rather obedient when it comes to, you know, the pointers and the notes you leave for him. They're very helpful. And they're helpful for us, too. I appreciate everything. And I'm sure he does. I'll make sure to have him call you. Yes, ma'am. And thanks again for looking for the jacket. I figured it wasn't there, but no harm in trying. Of course. You have a good evening. Bye-bye. Being treated like a helpless pup. You better not pull away. I'll fucking kill you. You gripped me harder when I said that. Pleasing me to save your life. Does it turn you on? Shit, if the desk is too hard, you're going to lay there and take it. Now what? Do I cut you again, or do I just get to the main event? I know. How about I down. Oh, yes. Those screams. someone who thinks he's about to die, you are running into me hard. It's almost as if that fucking knife in your shoulder has made you harder, made you hornier, made you want me more. Fuck. You can really hold out. Don't worry. You'll be mine, won't you? I'm not post-stabbing you again. Yes, mistress. Good. I hate to say it, but this dick is amazing. If only it wasn't attached to such a useless fucking wall. You. Oh my god. I'm not done yet. Hang on. You better not try to come from under me. I'm gonna make you come inside me. What? What are you afraid? Are you afraid of having an illegitimate son with a maid? Or what? Good. You should be. Who's gonna believe you? Who's going to believe you? And I'll make sure of it. Come inside me. Come on. Yes. Oh, fuck. Wow. I almost feel sorry for you. All right, pet. I'll let you live. But you will never hurt anyone again. Also, you're going to let me keep my job. And you are going to report a fucking thing. That. What do you mean, why won't you report it? Well, then, I'll just have to bring all the women you've hurt out of the woodworks. Those three aren't the only ones you've assaulted. And everyone is going to know it. I'll take you to your room and tend to your wounds now. I wouldn't want my fuck toy bleeding out in his sleep now, would I? Even after you come, your blood tastes good. Come on, honey. Let's go upstairs and take